I don't have to sit back and say, I ain't gonna give. I'm through. I'm finished with the devil robbing me. What about you? I'm not gonna sit back and talk about all they want is money. See, that's the old complaining spirit. I wonder what Walmart wants. I wonder what Home Depot wants. I wonder what they want. I wonder what the bank wants. I wonder what the appliance place wants. I wonder what the car dealer wants. I wonder. They don't want no money. All they want is to see your pretty face. And they'll give you what you want. You just smile right. Are you kidding me? Why they got all the... I wonder what they want at the furniture market. I wonder what... That's why they put all them sales on. They had the cheapest thing on sale you can get, you know, get you in the store. But anyway, let me go on. Verse 9. Good Lord. As it is written, and listen to this, you got to hear this one. As it is written, what did Jesus tell the devil? He said, it is written. What did Satan do when he told him, it is written? Man shall not live by bread alone. What did Satan do? Did he keep on harassing Jesus in that area? No, he left that area and went to try to find something else. And Jesus told him, it's written. Well, I'm telling you, he said, as it is written right here. Now listen, what's written. So when the devil come up, hounding you, telling you better not give your money. You better, all he wants you to do, give him some food or something, because he knows it's not going to give you no return on it. But this is written. This is a written document. God said, if I don't do this, I'll destroy myself. Are you listening to me? Before this, what I'm telling you, before this will not come to pass, I will destroy myself because I'll be a lying God. It is written, he, the beloved, benevolent person, scatters abroad. That means you sow. He gives to the poor. Oh, okay. I ain't got nothing. What did it say? He gives to the poor. His deeds of justice and goodness and kindness and benevolence will go on. And endure how long? How long? Forever. And God who provides seed for the sower. God who what? Provides seed for the sower. Now, which are you this morning? Answer me. Which are you? Are you a sower or eater? The problem with most people there, when they say, I don't have nothing to sow, they're going to eat it up. And then they sit there, got it in their belly, and they can't sow it. Because what should have been sown, you have eaten it up. And all you got out of that was a belly full. No return, no promise from God. God don't promise any return on belly full. Seed eaten, belly full of seed eaten. No promise on return. But if you're sowing, God had promised you, before I lie to you, I'll destroy myself. Woo! Let me hurry. I'm trying to get to the end of this verse, and then I'll let you. And God who provides what? Seed for the sower and bread for eating will also do what? Provide. He will not only provide, but and do what? Multiply your what? Resources for sowing. Do anybody understand what multiplying is? What's multiplication? That's adding to, multiplying to, put more to it in a multiplication way, not in an adding way. Is that right? Multiplying is putting the two in the multiplication way, not in a way. We know adding counts up, but multiplication does what? It counts up faster and more. Is that right? And he said, if you'll do it, God does what? Provide and multiply your resources for sowing and increase the fruits of your righteousness. That means he's going to increase your money. He's going to increase your ability to get money. He's going to increase your ability to handle the money. He's going to increase your ability to know how to go get it and handle it and take it and put it in the right place. And he will show you how to operate in this life. And blessing will not only come to you, but you'll bless your household, you'll bless your family, and you'll be a blessing to others. Hallelujah. 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 Which manifest, look what happened. Which manifests itself in acted goodness, kindness, and what? Charity, which is love. Which is love? Which is love? And if you love God, you ought to love people. Hallelujah. If you love God, if you say you love God whom you have not seen, how in the world can you say I love God when you and love people and you hate people? How do I know I love God? I love people. How do you know you love people? I treat them right. Hello? How do you get in on this? Remind me next week. So will you pick up where you left off? Because there's something real precise. Like I said, I took up some time doing this the other thing. And I'm not going to keep you all evening. It just passed noon, just a little bit. And I'm not going to keep you. But remind me, because it's so important. And I'm going to let it simmer. You go and read that so you'll be ready to take in. Because God wants you to learn how. We're in some of the most fruitful days on planet Earth. We are seeing more stuff going on out there in the world. Satan wants you to think that he got the show. But I tell you what, he lied. He's a lying devil. There's some stuff going on. We're about to see in this earth. And you're going to see people that you thought were so high in their whatever they was in, you know, like their money and stuff. You're going to see them coming bowing before God. Oh, God, my eyes just come open. I just see how good you are. I thought my money was good. I thought the things I had were good. But I found out you're the only good God. And I worship you. Hallelujah. 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 I worship you and I bless you. Hallelujah. And glory to God. And it's going to this move of God spreading like wildfire. It's already started. It's going to spread like wildfire. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we talking about waiting for Sunday morning hour service. They gonna have one in the streets. Hallelujah. They have one on the camp on the ground before they get in the building. Say, I don't care. All I want to do is get in His presence. Will you help me praise God? Will you help me worship God? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Money cometh to me now. Say this with me. I am a wealthy, healthy, strong woman, man, boy, girl. We are wealthy people. We are strong. We're rich. Come on, say it. We're rich. Rich in grace. Rich in money, in land, houses. We have great possessions. When the Lord called on me, I can be generous. I can meet the occasion. Do what he asked me to do. Because we're rich. We don't beg nobody. But we believe God. Amen. 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 Give, now give yourself a hand. Go ahead and give yourself a hand.